Initiation's over, Michael. It's time to join the club.
Bond's been shot 7 times. And he ain't dead. Does that mean anything to you, huh? Bonds ain't meant to die. The only thing that could kill Bonds is Bonds.
Talking about killing?
Y'all experts? Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
Is he smoking shit so to escape from reality? Me, I don't need this shit. I am reality.
Good Friday, friends. Welcome to another edition of Pop Culture Fridays. I am your host, Troy Ramos, a little bit affected by the whiskey drinking that went on last night here in good old Serial City, USA. Whiskey, some pints. Yeah, it was good. It was a good night. I ended up eating pub food. That's always a good sign, right? I was also in bed by 10 or so, which is strange. I tried to watch Easy Rider last night. Fell asleep, though. I'm going to have to rewatch that. Doesn't count. So here we are in the middle of February, almost. And I don't remember, I was looking up stuff online this morning. And for some reason, I got the idea to do Pop Culture Fridays on the 80s villains, top five 80s villains. Are you ready for this? Now, let me throw a few things out there. I didn't want to do the standard ones. You know, Darth Vader's not going to make the list. Did he affect me? I'm not old enough to remember all of the 80s, but I do remember a lot of them. Well, not a lot of them, but a good chunk. So the standard ones aren't going to make it. I'm not going to put Freddy Krueger on there. Yes, Freddy Krueger was scary. Yes, Darth Vader was a bad guy, although we all kind of liked him. He's kind of the bad boy of the intergalactic empire, wasn't he? Jason Voorhees, Mike Myers, those guys aren't making it. That's too easy. You know, I could just come on here and put Chucky at number one and walk away with cash in hand. Not going to do it. I'm going to give you something better. All right. And these are going to be five villains that affected me. Now you may not agree with these, but that's what's happening here. So, I figured, the five villains that affected me most sitting through endless movie viewings at my house in good old BC, where I'm at now. That's very strange, right? Recording this in that house where these five villains affected me, not just in the 80s, but beyond. You'd watch reruns or whatever. I'm just going to put this out there beforehand. I really wanted to put James Earl Jones from Conan the Barbarian in there. Didn't do it. I didn't think he made enough appearances in the movie to make me feel like he could pop out from under my bed in the middle of the night. But boy, what a role. Huh? That scene where he turns into a snake and then eats that girl who's chained to the wall. Vicious stuff. Okay, anyway, let's get to it. The top five villains of the 80s. Number five. And by the way, I tried to do these in the best order that I could. These numbers do mean something, I think. So we're going to start out with number five, obviously. Ricardo Montalban as Khan in The Wrath of Khan. Now you're saying this is turning into a nerd fest. Why is Star Trek on here? Let me tell you why. Khan, the character, I don't even really remember that movie, the second Star Trek movie, but I remember one particular scene that has stuck with me forever. The scene where he takes Chekhov and the other guy, I don't know who it was. I can't remember his name. Anyway, they put the little earwig things in their ears to control them, and it crawled into their brain, and they screamed. Oh, I'll remember that forever. And Khan just, like, stood there and watched it. You know, you got the sense that his pants got tighter. You know what I'm talking about. So that puts Khan in the top five, that moment, because that's badass right there, and I don't mean that in a good way. And that's one of the top five villains. That's number five. Let's go to number four. We're talking about, I think it was Oliver Stone. We're talking Platoon. We're talking Sergeant Barnes, Tom Berenger. What a vicious motherfucker. We've seen so many characters like him, right? The Governor in Walking Dead. Negan in The Walking Dead 2, you know? There's something about Sergeant Barnes that's really scary. And the thing that really bothers me is that I feel like those types of military honchos, I don't know, nobody says honcho anymore, like head honcho. He's the type of head honcho that might actually exist. The kind of guy who feels invincible, but just does nasty fucking things. Just nasty. I mean, I guess war is nasty. What are you going to do? I don't know anything about it, but I would imagine it's pretty, pretty much a breeding ground for that type of character to rise to the top. And you're not going to get the best. You're going to get the people who like to kill. They get off on that. They're in the jungle. They're running around. At least he gets popped at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert from the 80s. If you haven't seen it, too bad. And he's just one of those people. What did Willem Dafoe say? Nobody kills Barnes but Barnes. Oh, maybe it was the other guy with the bandana. But yeah, Barnes. One of the biggest villains of the 80s. So I put him at number four. All right. Can you feel the excitement? We're getting down to the top three here. And I got to tell you, I kind of like number three in a way, because I feel like he just needs a break, or he's kind of heartbroken in this movie. And I figured he doesn't deserve to be higher than three, but I'm going to put him higher because you just love to hate him. Johnny from the Cobra Kai, the Karate Kid. I can hear the applause from all corners of the earth that Johnny from Cobra Kai has made the list. Boy, the thing about Johnny is there are two things that stick out to me. The scene where, you know, the Ralph Macchio is this new kid in town. They're having a beach party. It's all fun and games. And then Johnny ends up kicking his ass. Like, that's not how you welcome people to your area. If you want to be a good host, lesson number one, don't beat them up. I think that's everybody's top priority right there. The other scene that really sticks out to me in that movie is that scene where they're dressed as skeletons. But, you know, hey, you got to give it to, I don't remember Ralph Macchio's character. What was it? Daniel. How could I forget Daniel LaRusso? You know, you're going to pour water on him while he's rolling a joint. You know, that's a bad case for marijuana. You don't want the Cobra Kai people. And I hope it's Kai, not Khan. It's not Cobra Khan, is it? I think it's Cobra Kai. But, you know, that's not, people who smoke weed don't go around beating people up. They just don't. Johnny should have been making a cocktail and they're doing blow. He's rolling a joint. That's not a correlation that happens in real life. So I don't, that anti-drug Toma, do you know Toma? Toma came to BC once and tried to scare the shit out of everybody. Didn't work. But yeah, that's one thing I didn't like. But you know, you pour, somebody's in the bathroom, you put the hose in there, you turn it on. Like, of course, you're asking for trouble. But Daniel Russo is kind of a bad boy himself. I could have put him in the top five list, but I didn't. Johnny from Cobra Kai. All right, so let's move on to number two here. Some of you probably don't know this character. I don't know how popular the Rocky series is outside of the arts world. My brothers and I loved these films. We'd watch them all the time. Could have went with Clubber Lang. Apollo Creed's not really a villain. I decided to go with Ivan Drago, the Russian machine. You just got the feeling that Rocky was going to die. That this Russian who could destroy people with his fists like a robot, just blasting bitches left and right, killing people. He killed Apollo Creed with his hands. Do you remember that? Oh, what a scene. And so Rocky steps up and then you know what happens. The Cold War ends. Rocky ended the Cold War. If you want to know who won the Cold War, it's not Reagan. Nope. It's not the, it's probably the Russian system, the communist system. That's what did it. But Sylvester Stallone, that's who you can thank right there. And he did it. He came back and he beat him. But Ivan Drago, I was scared of Ivan Drago. I kept thinking, even when I rewatch it now, I think, oh, this guy's not going to do it. I know how it ends. And I'm still thinking this, he's not going to do it. That's what makes a great villain right there. Ivan Drago, a guy who, although at the end he did get a little soft, he did hug him and he did say, that this guy is like hitting a piece of metal, didn't he? And then he stood up and said to the Politburo, like, I fight for myself, not for you. Maybe I shouldn't put him in the top villain list. At least for the beginning, the first 80% of the movie, he's the villain. And he deserves that number two, so we're going to keep him there. All right, here it is. I want you to imagine a drum roll in your head. The number one top 80s villain for this Pop Culture Fridays, February 2017, is David from The Lost Boys. Congratulations, David. We'd like to send you a little care packet. No, I don't know. Kiefer Sutherland. Now, why is David number one on the list? I'm going to tell you. Is he that crazy? I could have given it to the other guy, the guy that the mom dated. I should remember names, but I just don't. I don't know why. He was really scary. That's almost a worse villain because he deceived all of them. And when he turned around and said, but I care about you, whatever her name was. See, I told you I don't remember names. That was really frightening, that moment, because nobody was expecting it. David was scary, on the other hand, for two reasons. One, because he was just scary. He was a vampire. And that scene where Michael was in the tree watching them tear apart the group that was just having a little bonfire on the beach. Oh, that's a haunting scene that still sticks with me. They're just tearing into people and it's awful. And you get the sense that David is always kind of around, you know, that he's just he just appears. Like he knows, even if he's not around you, he knows what your thoughts are. And so David always scared me for that reason. And for the second reason, which was, this is going to sound really terrible. I don't even know if I should say this, but I kind of wanted to be a vampire after seeing that movie. Like I loved the Frog Brothers. They're going to make another list that I'm going to do for sure. How could you not remember the Frog Brothers? I might even put Nanook on there if you know what I'm talking about. But there's something attractive about vampirism, right? I have vampiristic tendencies. Or not tendencies. That's a bad word to use. Aspirations, you know, because it's about the longevity. It's not about the killing people. That's not anywhere near interesting to me. Or it's not even a debate. I just want to make that clear. But the idea of being able to fly, which they could fly. I'm not sure if all vampires could fly, but they could. I mean, you used to be able to turn into a bat and then fly out the window. But they kind of changed that and they flew, you know, the way they were, I think. But there was something, this is probably, I'm going to sound like a 13-year-old Twilight fan, but there's something like that's kind of attractive about that idea, that immortality, the ability to just go on for the centuries. Wouldn't you like to see how this ends? It's not going to end well. Let me just tell you, especially this country, I think it's going to go down in flames. Every time I hop the border to Canada from Detroit to Windsor, I always feel like as I'm driving over the bridge or under the tunnel that the second I get to the Canadian side, it's going to be like Bruce Willis and Die Hard jumping out of the building. Like it could go at any second, this country. I don't know. Maybe we're the villain. I don't know. Maybe we should. I mean, I should put America as number one. That could be my de facto. No, not my de facto. Number zero. How about that? America. Top five villains, including zero. America gets the top spot over David from The Lost Boys. All right, that's all I have for this Pop Culture Fridays. You can follow us at Hardhouse43, Instagram and Twitter. facebook.com/arthouse43. You can go to the website, arthouse43.com. Send me some comments. Who are your villains? Tell me who I forgot. You know, should I have put down the Gooch? I mean, I thought about putting down the Gooch from Different Strokes, but we never saw the Gooch. So how can I put down somebody that I've never seen? Does that make him more mysterious? Maybe they should do a spinoff called The Gooch, where, you know, we get to see his side of it. Is he a bully, or is he just someone who is misunderstood or unloved? I don't know. Let me know. Tweet at me. Tell me who your villains are. How about that? Maybe you had different shows in Canada. Of course you did. But in Australia or New Zealand, who are your top five that I've maybe never heard of? Yeah, so just do that. Spend the whole weekend or just make an improvisational tweet at me about your favorite villains, and maybe I'll share some of those next week on the podcast. Okay, it's been fun. I am hungover a little bit, so I'm going to go try and have some Frühstück. I'm just going to have to look that up. I will see you next week. Take care. Have a great weekend. Until next Pop Culture Friday, friends.